Hello and welcome back to America Weekend with me, Valerie Smaldone, and Leslie Gold. Pleasure to have you with us today. Let me ask you this question. Are you happy in your life, in your job? Do you know that there is a tremendous, I would say there's an epidemic of unhappiness in the job force, and it is causing productivity issues. Now, when you ask yourself the question, are you happy? Listen to what I'm going to tell you. There is an individual named Jim Donovan, who's an author, a speaker, and a coach, who just wrote a book called Happy at Work, 60 Simple Ways to Stay Engaged and Be Successful. Jim Donovan has spent the last, several decades working on this himself. Jim, welcome to America Weekend.
Thank you. Now it's my pleasure to be here.
Before you became an author, speaker, and coach, before you started to help other people stop just making a living and start making a life, you yourself described a decade of destruction. Tell me, take me back to what happened before that period of time and where you are now.
Okay, it's kind of like the little-known American philosopher Frank Zappa once said that you got to get ugly before you get pretty. I had to go through my own dark side, of the desert experience, whatever you want to call it, my blue period, my decade of destruction. I'll make a point of saying it's all my own doing. I'm not blaming anyone or anything. It was my lifestyle, my habits. I went from being in broadcast television to starting my own business, producing, directing corporate video. I was like, I'm an entrepreneur, man about town. I had fancy suits, fancy clothes, fancy everything. And it went to my head, and I was really ego out of control. And that took me on a journey that started in Boston in 1976. I went through all of California for 4 years, back to New York, and wound up in the South Bronx in 1986, which was not a great place to be in 1986. And I finally surrendered. I said, okay, I can't do this anymore. I need help. I need to get some help. And I did that, and I put my life right side up a little bit. At that point, I became obsessed with personal development. I started with Dr. Dennis Whitney's Psychology of Winning in 1986, and I started learning the principles that I've been teaching for the last almost 20 years, and I've been studying for almost 30 years, that we create our own reality. Our thoughts create our reality. Our thoughts create the experience that we have in our lives. And I started working with that. I started learning about creating a vision and goal setting and affirmations and all kinds of stuff. And I noticed that as I was doing that, my life kept getting better. I moved on. I got an apartment. I met a woman. We've been married almost 25 years now. I started my business over. I started a small business newspaper. I did all kinds of cool stuff because I was choosing my life. Most people are living by accident. They're living what a friend of mine calls a default life. It's kind of the life that came with the box. You know, you turn it on, and this is the life we're going to live. We walk out the door and hope for the best. And I'm suggesting that you do something more proactive than that, okay? Make a choice in your life. What do I want to do? Who do I want to be? Who do I want to be with? And go from there. And just, it boggles my mind because I didn't spend a lot of time in school. I had a thing about school buildings. And I assumed for many years that everybody knew this. It's like, well, everybody knows that, right? You learned that somewhere in some level of school I didn't go to. And I found out, no, people don't know this. I mean, I had top-level managers sitting in front of me, like, looking at me like I'm speaking a foreign language. They never heard these principles before. And that's what I'm trying to teach people, that you can choose to be happier. I don't care what's going on outside of my life. I can't control most of that. All I can control is my own focus, my own thought, and what I'm telling myself. And that's all I need to control, because everything else will fall into place when I start with that. If you're in a job and you can't leave, you have two choices. You can be happy or you can be unhappy. And if you're choosing to be unhappy, why? Obviously, you don't know how to change it.
Right.
I'm trying to teach people it's a lot easier to change it. And when you get a hold of that idea, then you do things.
Right. They have a choice and they have actionable things that they can do. Presently, it's been said that according to a poll, $550 billion a year is lost in productivity on the job. There was an article in the Wall Street Journal about how people are not happy in their jobs. So getting to the book that you just published, you have 60 actionable points. Now, we don't have time for all 60, Jim Donovan, but give me the top four or five that people can do right away. And a lot of it is just changing their focus, changing how they behave, right? Give me a few of these.
Well, a simple one is always, and this has always been my fallback, I don't care how low I go, and I have bad days, I don't walk on water. We all have bad days, we all have less than great days. And my one fallback that I've been using for many years now, my wife, I'll sit down on a Monday, typically, and I'll look at my business, look at my work, and say, okay, so what's working? I don't care what's going wrong. I can't. That's of no interest to me because it's not working. But what is working? Because that's going to set up a pattern of attracting more of the same. We attract like attracts like. Okay. So if I'm looking at my problems, I'm going to get more of that. This is where people sabotage themselves. They start talking about why they can't find a relationship, why they can't lose weight, why they're not happy at work, why they can't get any money, yada, yada, yada. But right there is a place to start. What is working right now, today, in your life? What's going right? Put your attention on that. Number one, you start to feel better almost immediately. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do. One of my favorite little chapters in here, they're all little two-page ideas. And I've got to give somebody an idea that they can take out the door and play with it today. And just use this little nugget to see if it works for you. Don't take my word for it. It's not, if it doesn't feel right, don't do it. It's your life. I'm not trying to run someone else's life. But you can do it, and you can break your patterns. It's become one of my favorite discussion topics because we all tend to go to the same restaurants. We hang out with the same people. We take the same route to work. Some of us park in the same place all the time. We go. We eat the same foods. I mean, if you start mixing that up, it literally creates new pathways in the brain. They use this in working with people in dementia and Alzheimer's situations. They get them doing things that will cause their brain to rewire. No, you don't create new brain cells, but you create new neural pathways in the brain. So you can teach an old dog new tricks. So you can do that. You can start mixing up your patterns, and what happens is you become more creative. You start seeing things you didn't see before, and that challenges your brain. It gets you more interested and more engaged. You start to feel better. You can have a vision for your life. You can set goals. You know, and go on and on. You can set one of the points that comes up a lot with people. I don't have enough time. Everybody's so busy. Everybody's stressed out. And it's a fact. People are very busy. We know a lot going on in our world today. Number one, if you want more time in your life, stop telling yourself you don't have enough time. Because, again, we fulfill what we tell ourselves. If you tell yourself, and I've done this, if you tell yourself you're not losing weight, guess what? You're not going to lose any weight. If you stop doing that, and I did it, I wrote about it, going to start dropping the weight if you stop noticing that you're not. And then you take a little bit, maybe do some exercise and eat right. But there's always things, and it's all about, for me, it's always been about taking more and more control over my life. And how much am I running it? And who else is running it? This is the problem with that $550 billion figure you tossed out here.
Right.
This is from Gallup. I want someone to tell me, how does the United States maintain a competitive advantage in the world? When we had 70% disengagement, and places like Beijing have about 99% engagement. Or Singapore, or a lot of these countries that are pulling ahead of us because we're just kind of sitting back. And this is your life, folks. One of my books is, what are you waiting for? It's your life. That's kind of the thing. If your life is taking by, and you're being miserable at work. Either get out of there if you can, if that'll make you happier. Just not at work, because we tend to take our problems with us. But if you take another look at it, say, all right, I'm here, I've got to stay here for the time being, what can I do to feel better when I go to work every day? What can I do to get along with my boss better? What can I do to get along with this miserable person I can't stand? You know, start seeing them in a different light. I have a chapter on dealing with difficult people. It's all pretty much the same. So your life is ticking by. So get a hold of that. What can you do to be happy at work? If you can't leave your job and you're not happy, what has to change in you? Not the job. You can't change the company. Right. They try to teach a pig to sing, right? It's a noise to pig.
In your business model, I just want to jump in here and ask you a couple of questions about your business because you do a number of things. You're a speaker. You have audio programs, books, services. How do you manage your life? Because there's a lot going on. There's a lot of busyness going on. How do you stay focused? How do you stay happy and engaged with your business?
That's an interesting question. No one's ever asked me. That's great. I love what I'm doing, number one. This is something that I came to from the other side. I didn't ever set out to be a writer. I just started writing a newsletter one day back in 1992, and people liked it. And then I wrote a book, and people liked that. My life changed. But a lot of it has to do with continually creating a vision for my life. I have treasure maps, mind maps, treasure maps, and all kinds of things around here. I'll take a period of time, let's say 5 years, because that's a nice chunk. Where do you want to be 5 years from now? Where do I want to be 5 years? If I were living a wow, ideal life in 5 years, what might it look like? And the more you can fill in that detail, you're starting with a blank canvas called your life. Start creating. Start filling in the details. And what do I want to drive? Who do I want to hang out with? Where do I want to travel? You know, where do I want to shop? Take charge of your life and create the life that you were born to live. That's really my core message.
And Jim Donovan,
give it up for us.
You are available to, people can read all of your information online at jimdonovan.com. Very great tagline, helping you create the life you were born to live. Jim has a number of books and does all kinds of speaking engagements. Check it out, jimdonovan.com. Thank you so much for joining me today on America Weekend, Jim.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
I'm Valerie Smaldone along with Leslie Gold, and Leslie is next here on America Weekend, followed by a conversation with a filmmaker who produced a film about a bunch of surfers and their community and friendship over the years as they surf the waves of the cold Atlantic. This is all here on America Weekend, part of the Envision Radio Network.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Ever wondered how the people on those reality shows eat the disgusting things without throwing up? Fortunately, there is a way to eat disgusting things and get it down easier. Here's the science of it.
Time for that scrumptious array of tasty treats waiting for you at the snack bar.
If it's Aunt Jane's famous tuna casserole and you gotta politely try it, take a bite, stick it quietly to the side of the mouth, chew minimally, and then swallow. The taste buds are on the tongue, so if the tongue doesn't touch it, you minimize the taste. Or take those really sour candies to get through the candy before you get to the sweet. Place the treat between your jaw and cheek.
So tasty.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Minimize your tongue's involvement. That's where the taste buds are. And you know what? Controlling your tongue is good advice for every situation. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Chase Bank had been trying for months to track down a credit card thief. When their attempts to serve papers at four physical addresses failed, they successfully located the thief on Facebook. Chase then requested the court to allow them to serve the thief via Facebook. What do you think the court said? The final verdict after this.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
The court refused Chase Bank's request to serve a criminal via Facebook, saying that there was no way to verify the person on Facebook was actually the thief in question. And that's the final verdict.